This is Janet Gallen welcoming you to Love Letters Live. And for our regular listeners, you know that this is a presentation of personal stories that can teach us something. Personal stories, and in every personal life, I think in every experience, lies the seed of a love letter. So a letter to somebody to say thank you, or even I just remember when you did something, or if a teacher bailed you out of some spot. You might even years later just want to find out where the teacher is and write a little thank you note about how great that person was to you. You might want to see somebody out of your life, and that'll take a very gentle kind of a love letter where you don't really hurt feelings, but you make it clear what you need. So I don't know what kind we're going to have today, but I'm going to go to our first guest, who is Jose Chavez, who's an eighth grader at what school?
I'm at Helms Middle School.
And where's that?
In San Pablo, California.
Okay. So I know that you're here as part of Juan Carlos's E3 program, Educational Excellence
and Equity,
which and each of those is really important.
Yeah.
So tell me, if you will, just about you. You mentioned that your parents and your two sisters are still in Mexico.
Yeah.
So tell me about that. Why are you here and they're not?
I'm here because they wanted me to go to school and have a better life because that's something that they didn't have, and they want the best for me. And my parents are not here because they can't be here.
So will you go back to Mexico and live? What city are they in?
They live in the state of Michoacán.
Mm-hmm.
And
is it beautiful?
It's really hot. It's like
I like hot, so I'm not the wrong person to talk. Yeah.
And like it's like a really nice city. It's like a lot of things to look at and mm-hmm. a lot of things to explore. And
do you miss it?
Yeah, I miss it. There's like a lot of things you could go to and like yeah. check out places.
So, but life here is okay?
Yeah, life right here is right.
Do you talk to them on the phone?
I do talk to them on the phone, like at least once a month or something.
Okay. And you don't write letters?
I don't.
Oh, okay. I hope you will. You know why? Because that's going to be something for them to hold on to forever. In your handwriting. We'll talk about that later. Okay. So what has turned out to be like the most important for you here, the most important thing that you're going to get out of this education that your parents want you to have? What do you think?
I think it might be like a comfortable life that I will have, hopefully, mm-hmm. if I get through all this education and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope to have a good life with them later in life and get to see them.
So you'd like to live in the same place they are?
Like, yeah, I mean, not in the same house or anything.
No,
but like,
of course not.
But, like,
near enough that you can see them more often, yeah. I think that has got to be really hard to live away from your parents at this age.
Yes, I miss them a lot.
And I think they must miss you a lot.
Yeah.
That is a really heroic thing to do, I think, to send a child off for a better education for his sake, so he can have a better life.
Yeah.
So what are you good at?
Well, I'm good at English. I like writing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm good at math.
Oh, good.
And like,
those are my two favorite things.
Yeah. And it's, like, easy for me. It's, like, something that I find easy.
Good.
And, like, I'm into sports, and I like soccer.
Mm-hmm. What do you like about math?
I like that it's like takes a lot of steps to do it, but you know you get like I like the feeling that you get like when you know something is right and you got
yes.
it right.
Yes.
It's like
being good. Right is a wonderful feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
And in math, you either you are or you aren't. And you can see it, and if you're not, you can go back and do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. What now? I know that you've brought a love letter with you.
Yeah.
What made you write that one?
Well. It's because, like, I really am, like, into rap music, and, like, I like the way the lyrics and,
mm-hmm.
like, what it talks about,
mm-hmm.
and, like, I like how, like, it, like, has, like, a background or a story to it, and it's, like, touching in a way.
What lyrics do you like the best? I mean, I agree. I think that's a really kind of urban poetry, and like, you can learn a lot by what's going on.
I like the type of lyrics that, like, talk about, like, kind of that like relate to me. Like,
well, what would those be? What kind of
like you know like living in like where not that much thing happens or like where I live is not that much like safety. There's like a lot of violence.
And, yes.
And like it's something that like is like something that people look at and it's like, oh, wow. It's
like to be aware of it, you mean?
Yeah.
Is that have you had where you live terrible violent incidences that you're aware of?
Well, like not every day, but it's like once.
But enough to make you nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a terrible thing to have to live with. So who have you written to?
I wrote him a letter to Wiz Khalifa, and because like he's like a great rapper, and I like the way he sings, and I like his music.
Okay, you want to read us your letter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dear Wiz Khalifa, thank you for all those great songs you've given us. Thank you for showing us a bit of your swag. I love the beats that come out your music. You're one of the best rappers out there. You're awesome.
And how'd you sign it?
Sincerely, Jose Chavez.
Okay, so let's talk about that for a love letter. First of all, a letter of gratitude is wonderful. And I love the way you say, thank you for showing us a bit of your swag. So what does that mean to you?
It's like a new style. I'm really into, like, style and stuff. Like, I'm not just into, like, one thing. I'm, like, going into, like, a lot of stuff. And, like, I like to see like new styles and like the way people dress because like it shows like a bit of them.
Mm-hmm. Like what bit of them?
Like they like their way of being. Mm-hmm. like it's not just dressing like normal, or they like spice it up and like make it different. Like I like different people who like,
so they don't have to be the same as everybody else, and there's a strength in that for sure. So where are you going to mail this? Because I think a love letter needs to be stamped and mailed to somebody.
If I ever, like, sent a mail to Wiz Khalifa, I don't think he'll ever get it.
Oh, good point. I bet he will.
If he does, he'll probably just be like, oh, he's just one of my fans, or whatever.
And what do you think he'd be without his fans?
Well, yeah.
He'd be unemployed.
Yeah, he would be unemployed.
Right. So he has a lot to be grateful for if you send that letter. How can you find where to send it?
Well, I could, like, probably search up where he's at right now and, like, send it to him because he might be on tour or something.
So you can Google Wiz Khalifa contact.
Yeah.
And you'll get something. You'll get the name of his agent. You'll get the name of his agency. And I have found on a couple of times that I've written fan letters for things I've really liked. I've just sent it off. I have sent it off to the magazine where there's been a story. Or I've sent it off to an agent, and it has always gotten there. It'll get there.
I hope.
They live for this kind of thing. He's not doing this for no reason. He's doing this because he wants to know that he's made a difference in somebody's life, right?
Yeah.
So don't you think he'll be really happy to hear from someone who's been touched by him?
I think he'll probably like it.
I think he probably will.
He might even shout me out in one of his songs.
He could do that, and he might answer you. He might sense. I've never written one that I haven't gotten an answer back. Well, I mean, I haven't written that many to public people, like maybe about 8 of them. But I get answers back in handwriting.
Yeah.
And won't that be something for your treasure box?
Yeah, that'll be something I would really like to get.
Okay. So, and although we don't send love letters for what we get in return, because a love letter is really a gift, and it's a custom-designed gift from you to somebody, and no one will ever duplicate that gift.
Yeah.
So, now what's on the other side?
It's just a letter that I didn't want to, like, show right now.
Okay, you don't have to, but you've got it on the other side of this one to Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
So you will do what?
I'll probably, like, write it again and send
good.
It to
yes.
him.
Yes, okay, perfect. And do you think it would be a good, first of all, there's something missing here that I can see that's really important to me. The date,
yeah.
Will you put the date on that you send it?
Yeah, probably.
Because when he's an old man and he's not singing anymore and he wants to remember how loved he was, he's going to look back at these letters, which will be in some treasure box because they always are. Sometimes you see in the newspaper that somebody's letters have just been found. You see that from movie stars and singers in the past who you wouldn't know about them just because they were way, way before your time. But people keep them. And when he looks back, he might want to see what date it was that he touched somebody enough to write him a love letter.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you go home, will you redo that?
I'll redo it and and make it better.
Google it and find out where he is. Can you go home with some homework from here today?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for doing this with me.
You're welcome.
I'm going to go to and to the next person here because we're going to try to get a couple of people from this E3 here. And our next guest, why don't you give us your name?
Daniel Cervantes.
Daniel Cervantes. And tell us about you. How did you get involved with E3? Because Jose said he got involved because you did.
Yeah.
And you?
Also, my cousin was in this program, mm-hmm. and he told me to try it out because they always give you food.
So okay, good enough.
I actually wanted to be in it for the food at first, but then I started checking it out, and I really liked it. And they took me to a lot of field trips.
Like where?
They took me to a snow trip.
Oh, I saw a picture of that, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
They also took me rock climbing.
Uh-huh. Are you good at that? Fun. That's scary to me.
Yeah. And they'd want me to get my grades up.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they give me support because they want me to go to college mm-hmm. and get a better life and have a good career.
Is that important to you?
Yeah.
I think it is in this modern world. You got to be able to take care of yourself, and if you have children.
Yeah.
What's home like life, and where are your parents? Your parents are here, right?
Yeah, my parents are here, but their background is from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons why I'm trying hard in school is because my dad didn't have a lot when he was young,
mm-hmm.
and he had a big family,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
They were poor. So then my dad came here, and
what's his work?
He's like a maintenance man
mm-hmm.
in some trailer parks.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he
does. Your mom work outside of
no
the house?
She
so
did.
He's working hard for his family.
Yeah,
yeah, that's lovely. And what's life like for you? That you'd like anything you'd like different to be different?
Well, where I'm from, mm-hmm. there's a lot of violence.
Oh, that's, yes.
Yeah, sometimes I live by this place where there's a lot of shooting, and sometimes it's dangerous to walk out. And
does that keep you in?
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Sometimes I see a lot of people outside, and mm-hmm. then they want me to buy drugs, but I always reject them.
Good for you. So how do they approach you when they want you to, and who's they? Kids your age?
Adults.
Uh-huh. And you say?
I say no, and then
just
walk
like
away.
That. Okay, that's good. That's difficult. And so you get support in school for standing your ground?
Yes.
Is it hard?
Yeah. I'm, like, kind of failing in English.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm trying to get my grades up.
What's hardest about English?
It's just that the teacher, I don't understand her that much, and she gives a lot of assignments.
Mm-hmm. Too many?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm asking that because if you don't understand her, you're understanding me. So what's she doing that's making it hard to understand her? And is it okay if we talk about this?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just that she just tells us to do something,
mm-hmm.
but she doesn't really explain it as well.
What if you hold up your hand and say, can you explain this? Well, is that hard to do?
Yeah. Because she doesn't like to be interrupted.
I see. Okay. Well, I'm wondering if there's some way of letting her know that she needs to explain it differently.
Yeah, I'll talk to her the next time I see her.
Good. What will you say?
I'll just say if next time when she gives us an assignment, if she could take more time to go over it so I could get a better grade in her class.
Or so you could understand what she wants. If you understand what she wants, you will get a better grade.
Yeah.
Are you the only person who feels like this?
No.
I would guess not.
There's a lot of students that are failing her class, but not necessarily failing, but it's just that not necessarily getting the grade that they think they deserve.
But you said before that you really like communication and you like writing. So yeah. You've obviously got a talent or a tendency for this, right?
Yeah.
So it's not you here. Okay, well, who is your love letter to?
My love letter is to mm-hmm. God.
Why?
Because I'm not really, I didn't grow up being religious,
mm-hmm.
but I had a lot of struggles in life.
Can you tell us about any of them?
Well, it's just like sometimes when my dad was going through stuff, Mm-hmm. We had to leave the house and, like, live in hotels for, like, a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I started...
You knew when it was safe to go back home, though?
Yeah, because, I mean, I didn't know it was that safe to go back home. We never knew. So then, I don't know, I started getting into church and stuff.
So, you want to read us your love letter to God?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up, God? I wanted to thank you for the times you stood there by my side when I was alone, for the times you helped out my family when they thought they had nothing. I also want to ask if you can continue blessing me and the people I love so that we stay out of trouble and that you show us the path to what is good. Love, your son Daniel.
That's lovely. Who will you mail that to?
I don't know.
Well, let's talk about it for a minute. It's a little trickier.
Yeah.
Who would benefit from such a letter?
I'm not sure.
I have an idea. What if you wrote it to God, but you mailed it to your father?
I think that's a good idea.
As in, dear God, I'm writing this to you, but I'm going to mail it to my dad because I want him to know what?
How much I love him.
There you go. And just to say it like that. Do you think when parents are difficult and they have the kind of times where you have to move out for a couple of days, it's because of something in them, right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to do with the love they feel or that you feel for them. I bet it would make your father really feel wonderful. Will you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm thinking in love letters, what about a love letter to a teacher who's not reaching you? You'd like to do better in English, I can tell.
Yeah.
What would you say? What would make it a love letter to a teacher?
Well, she kind of inspired me, sort of, because she gives us assignments, and then she always tells us that she isn't going to force us to do it, that it's on us if we want to work hard. But I do it, but I never get the grades.
Okay. I think everything you said right there would be a great love letter to your teacher. To say just how you said, will you remember that pretty much? I mean, it was complimentary. You start off by saying you inspire me. And maybe that would be a nice way to talk to her. And then say, but I'm not getting the kinds of grades I want to be getting. And then should you tell her why?
Yeah.
You know, like that you're just not understanding what she wants. So it's not a way of blaming her or saying something bad to her. It's actually a way of saying, you're terrific, and I know it, but you have to do it a little different for me, right? Something like that.
Yeah, that's true. And then, I'll continue, like, writing this letter to my dad, and then start on one for my teacher.
I think that would be great. If you need help with that one to your teacher, you can call me. I'd be happy to. I think teachers need to know when they're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And where they're not getting through. Because you're depending on these teachers to teach you something important. Well, thank you for doing this with me. I appreciate it a lot. It's going to be wonderful.
You're welcome.
So we're going to, we're just going to tell you goodbye for now. And I just want to say that if you think you need to wait for a special occasion to write a love letter, that writing a love letter is a special occasion. And as I've seen here, it can be a special occasion that really helps somebody do his or her job better. And fan letters, I love fan letters for love letters. I think they're great. And I bet you get a reaction. So if you do, and you get a reaction to either of these, and you also, Jose, if you get an answer to anything that you'd like to share, let me know, and we'll get it out there.
Yeah, of course.
Okay? Thank you, guys. This has been terrific. Until next time, this is Janet Gallen saying goodbye.